This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, A Famine of Hearing. Like most of the Old Testament prophets, Amos was chosen by God to deliver a message of repentance and judgment. Seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the house of Joseph like a fire. Amos 5 verse 6. God was calling his people to return, but they had wandered far from his presence and showed no interest in a life of worship. The economy of their day was thriving, and the people had few needs which went unfulfilled. They were content and saw little need for God. Through Amos, God sent a strong warning. Although he promises to answer all who respond to his call, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, Joel 2 verse 32, and he promises to be very patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3 verse 9. God also warns that the opportunity to hear his word may not always be available. Amos 8, verses 11 and 12. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord. But they will not find it. When we hear the word of God, the door is open, and we are in the middle of a God-directed opportunity. At that moment, we have the opportunity to respond to the truth and draw closer to our Heavenly Father. But when we reject His word, we begin to close the door and harden our heart. The opportunity begins to fade. So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Hebrews 3, verses 7 and 8. We have been blessed to live during this time in history. Yes, we face the unrelenting pressures of an overindulgent, self-consumed society. But we have also been blessed with a wonderful abundance of the Word of God. In most parts of the world, we have the freedom to worship with other believers and full access to truth-filled teaching. In fact, God's Word has become so readily available that many of us take it for granted. In the midst of our overflowing blessings, we are becoming complacent and no longer treasure His precious gift. But what would happen if His word was taken away? What would the world be like if no one was allowed to speak or hear the word of God? What if we searched for His word and it could not be found? Our Heavenly Father loves us dearly. He wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. And he wants those who believe to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, Romans 8, verse 29. Our Father continues to call us to know him with a greater and more intimate love. Let's make the most of this awesome opportunity by receiving the Word of God in all its forms, with a hungry anticipation, and then by obediently responding to his call. Let's shake off all forms of complacency and rejoice that we do not yet live during a famine of hearing. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.